Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
With that,
yes,
our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're
goofy.
Good. We're good today.
A little bit goofy, but that's okay.
Talk to our people and tell them who you are. I'm stuttering all day today.
It's okay.
Hi, my name is May. I'm here representing D-Force. So what we do is we provide artificial intelligence as a software for the other companies to enable different kind of applications on device.
Okay. So you're an AI platform?
Yes.
Okay. And does your AI have a particular focus?
So the focus is the idea that we started this company is that we would like AI to be something to really serve this community.
Okay.
So we care about, a lot of people have concerns about AI, like, is it dangerous? And like, am I sharing too much with the internet? So our AI.
Is Skynet coming for me?
Yes. It's a real concern for me.
Our AI is completely offline, so everything is running on your device only. You don't need to share any data with the other world, with the big companies, with whoever might be watching or listening. It's completely on your device, and we run Android.
See?
Oh, thank you.
Did I not say that maybe the last part of the day would be a bigger success for
you?
Yes. You're already tied with the whole rest of the day.
The whole rest of the day.
It has not been a very Android-friendly day so far.
Yes.
Okay. So you have AI technology mm-hmm. that can run on an Android device.
Yes.
No external servers.
No.
No behind the scenes.
Yeah, no cloud, no
internet.
Entirely
on the hardware.
Yes.
Okay. And so what can I do with this AI?
So there's we offer a wide range of services. So start from the basic on the cell phone, you want the face recognition.
Okay.
Yeah, so to unlock your phone and to sort out your album. I mean, Facebook provide the sort out your album by the face, but you need to upload every information to Facebook.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Here it happened on your phone, just on your phone only.
Okay. So is this an app? Is this a platform like for developers to bring it into their products? Is it both? Where does this fit into the world?
For now, we are small. Okay. So the business we do is we work with the other business.
Okay.
So, for example, we work with cell phone vendors. We sell the libraries to them,
okay.
and then they can make it into whatever app they would like to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, take the face recognition API. So we sell it as a library.
Okay.
They can do it to integrate into Android to be the default face unlock, face verification.
Okay.
They can integrate to other applications. Say you have some application you just for your eyes only. Then
sure.
when you start the application, you want to start the face recognition first before you move on. And of course, you can do like payment.
Okay.
So on and so forth.
So like basically, if I'm a company and I'm working on an app, but I need AI for it,
yes.
I would go to your company and I would be like, I'm trying to do this.
Yep.
Please help me. And then you guys would help me construct the AI that I need
yes.
to make my app work.
Yes.
Huh.
Okay. And so obviously you've got a couple of things in place. We've got the facial recognition that's an existing library.
Yes.
That I could just, hey, I'm building a thing. I want your library.
Yep.
And that's ready to go.
Yes, ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any other libraries like that that are ready to go?
We also have object recognition libraries,
okay.
which can recognize wow. 1,000 kinds of items. So you can see, there's a camera, here's a cup.
Okay.
Yeah, and chair. So you can help people to basically give a good understanding about the environment at a glance.
Okay.
And it's helpful for, so we talked to some travel industries. It's helpful for them because sometimes you are in a foreign country, you're like, what is this? I've never seen that before in my country.
Sure. Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's a good application for object recognition. And also, it would be good to go to, say, for example, you go to a restaurant, an exotic restaurant. You want to understand what is the food over there.
Okay.
Sure.
So we provide that as a standard library. And if the company has particular interest in special kind of object, for example, it can do basic animal recognition as well. So you know, okay, that's a tiger, this is an elephant.
Right.
But when we are working with the zoos, they want us to identify specific kind of tigers.
Sure.
So like this is from Africa, this is from Asia, this is from...
Wow.
Yeah, okay. And so for that, they provide us the data and provide the training. So we can provide additional knowledge in addition to the default.
Got it. So you can take that object recognition library and you can enhance the database behind it.
We can make it smarter.
Yeah. But when you do that, does that, since it's all offline, that retrained AI is a special library just for the client that provided the training data. Got it. Okay. Understood. So you are a blue tag. You're a beta.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you in the company? Where is the company in its life cycle? You're beyond alpha, so obviously something exists. We've talked about a couple of libraries. So where are we?
We actually started a company last year, last January. So we are about 1 year old. In the past year, we acquired quite a few customers.
Okay.
So we have good revenue stream.
Good.
And we closed the seed round of funding. So, yeah, we have a good runway right now. So we are hiring. And we actually exhibiting CES.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we were. And the funny thing is we were popular in CES because our solution doesn't require internet. So there's no internet in CES.
Yes. That... If I don't know that a truer statement has ever been made, there is no internet at CES.
There is.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah. So
there are a couple of special exceptions. Luckily, we are one of them. But
well, you're in the media.
Yeah. We got special rooms set aside. But yeah, once you leave our little broadcast area, there is no internet.
There's no internet.
And that did not make your product look bad at all.
Exactly. So we are outstanding. Like, we can still run and we can still work efficiently. And people are excited about it.
For sure. Because up until now, I mean, the idea of running anything AI directly on the hardware of a phone sounded ridiculous. You know, but the technology's gotten better just in the last year or two. Mm-hmm. The processors and stuff have really improved in mobile devices, and you can do a whole lot more than you used to be able to.
Yeah.
And so the idea of being able to bring it local is so cool, because normally, like you said, you've got to have internet.
Yep.
And what happens if you're in a market?
Then,
or you want to be able to do the facial recognition, you want to be able to do the default unlock on your phone at CES, where you don't have internet.
Exactly.
You know, that's no good. That's really cool. How did you decide that this is the thing you wanted to do?
So before starting this, I work in Broadcom.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do embedded systems.
Sure.
Yeah. The product line I was working when I was in Broadcom is Raspberry Pi. So that's, I mean, I know, like, it's
a personal
small
favorite of mine.
Thank you.
I have several of them.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very proud of it. So
that's
know,
so
like,
cool.
Within the small devices, they actually have a lot of computation power.
Yeah.
And AI is rising, so we were studying a lot about the deep learning model. And the key to make the two ends meet is not just bring up the computation power. Because, I mean, people don't want to just change to new phones. You like your phone
right
now. So the other thing we do is, we use this as an analogy. So this is the brand, the artificial intelligence itself. And based on what device you have, we can squeeze it to fit.
What? That is so clever.
It is.
That is the first time I have ever seen somebody work
a
stress ball into an explanation.
Yeah. Solid.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
I like it.
So what is your goal here at Collision? Everybody has a different goal. Why they're here. What brought you to the conference?
Several things. Last year, we were here as an alpha, and we actually find several partners here.
Nice.
To work together to develop our technology and to also explore different territories. So, for example, one of the partners we found here is actually focusing on education. So they leverage our technology to help people to speak English better.
Oh, nice.
To help correct their accent.
Nice.
So which is an application we have never imagined before.
Right.
But because here we got a lot of ideas.
That is one of my favorite things about a conference like this, is you build a thing and then somebody else says, I could use that for
something you
if
never
given
thought of.
100 years, I wouldn't have come up with that. That's always fun to see.
Yes. So searching for ideas, partners, and then, of course, looking for investors.
Okay.
Talking about future.
Very cool. If people wanted to get more information about you and your platform and follow your journey, how can they do that?
So you can always go to our website. It's www.deepforce.com. So DEEPFORCE.com. And you can find us on Facebook as well.
Fantastic.
It's been awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming
Thank
out
Thank you.
Here.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
Thank you.